Did you hear the...
I'm sorry, that's too funny, man.
He's so cute. He's so cute.
Oh my god. The thing is, it's 3 me. I'm like, fuck, is that how I sound when that's I'm in my sound. Room oh, and I have sound. My headphones in and my parents are just walking past my room and just...
Yeah, I hear it all the time.
Yeah. Can you not do that?
It's like, I can't help it. Also, why is the volume so low?
Well, I'm a dumbass.
Let's
I
see.
Dankeschön.
That was so sexy.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes, I'm so ladylike. Like, I just don't want to spread out and feel the air in my balls.
How are you single?
Dude, I ask myself that every day. Girl.
Anyway, we're keeping that in. Anyway, hello. Welcome back.
At our finest. There we go. We gotta keep it natural.
We've taken a long hiatus.
Again.
Because,
round two of the hiatuses.
Yeah. We took a 3 week, and now we've taken another month off.
This might just become a monthly episode.
We did record a drunken podcast in Lake Tahoe.
It was... holy hell.
It was something. I can tell you that.
We still haven't heard it.
We haven't heard the full thing.
From what I can remember of the night.
I listened to the first maybe 30, not even 30 seconds of it. Maybe like a minute or 2 minutes and a half of it.
Oh, dear God.
And I wanted to scream at us.
I think what it just says is that no one should ever record themselves drunk. Probably.
There was 4 of us at one point, and then 5 of us, and then 6 of us, and then it was very intense. It was very drunken, crazy, and chaotic.
All I remember was really getting comfortable on the floor.
Yes, you were definitely on the floor.
Yeah.
There was multiple of us. There was pizza bagels at one point.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
They were eaten.
There were tears.
There was lots of tears.
Lots of tears. Crying.
I got scared there for a second.
Honestly, though, the Lake Tahoe trip was a success. We can say almost a month later, it's almost like, what, 3 days away, 4 days away?
Yeah.
We went on the 8th. We were very safe. We were very cautious. We all got tested before. I think we did mention that in another episode. We all basically got our own beds.
Yeah, we did. We were social distancing from everyone else that wasn't in the group. We were very good on that.
Yeah, we didn't
clean everything.
Dude, my mom got so pissed. Like, I kept telling her, I was like, I'm going to Lake Tahoe. And she was like, all right, fine, whatever. And then the first day I get there, I call her to let her know, like, hey, we made it. We're safe. She literally calls me and gives me this lecture on how this is not the time to be traveling. When I get home, I have to quarantine myself for 14 days because I'm going to go out to bars and I'm going to go out to eat to restaurants and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? If you would let me explain, like, actually, that's not going to happen. Yeah. Because we ended up drinking at home.
Yep.
We had a jacuzzi at home.
Yep.
We bought groceries and cooked at home. We made family-style meals and everybody had their own bed. And we kept it very safe. If we went out for souvenirs, we went out... pretty much we try to keep our distance from people, which we'll get to in a second later with the restaurants and stuff like that. But even when we went to the lake, we were cautious enough to stay away from everybody. So it's not like...
Yeah, I stayed in the water in the lake because I was like, best place to be is in the cold water. No one else is going to want to be out here.
We wore masks 24/7.
Yeah,
we sanitized everything. And yeah, like you said, we were very safe with it.
Yeah, and it shows. We came back.
We came back. Some of us got tested.
I got tested 3 days after coming back because my parents were, like, freaking out the same way about that, going, like, you're going to get your grandmother sick. And I was like, I'm going to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
And I came out negative.
You came out negative. So basically you tested for all of us and we're all negative.
No, that's not how it works. Well, actually, my mother took also probably a week later after I tested the second time. She took an antibodies test. So she donated blood and got that antibodies test. I can't say that word. Antibodies test. And they came out negative too.
So she does not have the antibody.
She does not have the antibody.
So she's just average like everybody else.
Yes, which is a good thing right now to be.
Yeah. I did not get tested. I did isolate myself for 3 days. And then it became an inconvenience for my mom. So she had me come out of the house and help her out with stuff because
she was like, you can only quarantine when I say so. Yeah. As long as it doesn't interfere with my life. You know,
the other
life.
Day she tried to give me the whole like, the mask thing is actually very dangerous for us. I'm like, okay, what is it, woman? Is the coronavirus real or is it not real? Because it seems to only be real when you say it is, and then not real when it's an inconvenience for you. Because she was literally telling me, she's like, you know, we're breathing in carbon monoxide. And I was like, actually, carbon monoxide can kill you. That's deadly.
That doesn't come out of our bodies.
Yeah, that doesn't.
People, a quick anatomy lesson here. Carbon monoxide does not come out of your lungs. It comes out of your fucking car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And... yeah, so I was like, which one is it, Mom? Carbon monoxide or carbon dioxide? Dioxide, my bad. And
Same shit.
And then she's like, whatever, it's bad for us. I was like, it's
the only thing is not, we're hurting the trees. Because the trees need it.
I was like, it's not bad. I was like, it's only bad because I can't help you out with stuff. So, yeah, and you can't bug me. Like, so it was whatever. We came back a month later. Here we are.
I think no one has come out with symptoms. No. No one has come out feeling sick.
Our friend who was supposed to go on the trip...
did test positive.
He tested positive, but he did not go on the trip. Like,
yeah, he was couldn't go. Honest with us about it. He was like, can't come. And he had to quarantine.
Yeah.
So...
which sucks, but that's the thing that we all promised it. Like, the oath, I guess, we decided to take before going on this trip is that if you test positive, you can't go.
Which is... I think it's a fair ask right now, like especially in this time where we're just a little unsure.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously you want to keep your friends safe and your family safe, so it's like if you want to make the sacrifice of going out and doing something, you got to be smart about it.
Like, now if you think about it, like, we're coming on July or August, we just finished July, we're coming into August. How much more of this, because we've almost gone the whole year. So like lockdown in LA was in March.
Yeah.
April, May, June, July. So we're 4 months in. But basically since the first thing I ever started hearing about this was like February. I remember hearing about in Wuhan. It was a coronavirus. And so that's about 5 months.
In other countries.
Italy. Yeah. Remember Italy was a nightmare too. And
yep.
Yeah. So now, I don't know, we're coming up to a full almost year. What do you think?
I don't want to say that 2020 is a bust, but I feel like 2020 at this point is just over.
2020 like, gave up a long time ago.
It did, and I don't think it's gonna recuperate. I think at this point, like, in my head, how I'm getting through it, like, the rest of it is just planning for 2021. Like,
and I hate that.
I hate that, too, because we had trips planned that we wanted to
take. Yeah, we were supposed to go traveling in September, and we didn't. We were supposed to take 2 weeks off, and we couldn't, and... you know,
we're gonna have to do it next year, and
hopefully all this will go away by then, you know. And
yeah,
but
I think we're just gonna have to wait. It's like it's a waiting game, and I really want to be optimistic and say the waiting game will be done in like a month, but I don't know. It's like
I really doubt it. Yeah, because we had to reclose everything again, so LA had to actually shut down all again. We went from opening businesses to start to dine in,
and we were open for about two weeks,
and then everything went downhill again, and they had to, I don't want to say it's, yeah, it's the most saddest thing ever. It's like a first world country now has to have outdoor seating in the parking lot because, you know, the lockdown didn't help at all. Like, America always has to come out on top in first place. And, of course, it came out with the top coronavirus cases, the worst deaths and stuff like that. I'm like...
what we should have been aiming for is, like, the top non-cases. And exactly. And then the top, you know...
New Zealand?
People safe.
Good for you guys. I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah, you did smart. You locked down. And you said, no more people. Everyone stay... have fun with that.
Yeah, literally.
Be stuck with each other now.
Yep.
For months on end. Have you even been able to watch New Zealand rugby on TV? And everyone is fine and dandy and
the
healthy.
That's what's kind of sad. I was like, what would the new customs, what would the new world kind of look like with if coronavirus doesn't end in the next couple months? What if it lasts a couple years? Because I was watching this show. I don't know what it's called. It's on Telemundo. It's like a, oh my god, an obstacle course race. It's like a blue team versus a red team.
Es, 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 Escatalón. It's like a decathlon.
It's like a decathlon.
But Spanish is like Escatalón.
Yeah, and you're a red team and a blue team. And yeah,
my
you know,
grandma likes that.
My grandma likes that too. What is it with? Yeah, they love seeing young people.
I think the hot men.
Yeah, the hot men are wearing like tight little butt shorts and stuff.
Like
that.
Yeah.
The women are wearing like a sports bra and tight little booty shorts and stuff.
It makes me feel bad about eating. Oh, yeah. Like,
so they run through obstacles and stuff like that. They just aired an episode. I guess they taped it, and guess what? They were all running in masks.
Yeah.
Blue mask and red masks, all running. And I was like, oh my god, this is what the world is going to come to. Just everybody, even on TV, just with masks on, they're going to have to film novellas with people masks on.
Rodrigo.
It's like, sí, señora. Like, literally.
Bésame, pero no puedo quitarme el máscara. Dude, that was just...
And then they just start making out with their mask on. Yeah. Oh my
you
goodness.
Hear the... That's the mask, everyone. Oh, wait, you gotta also hear like the hazmat suit,
and then they like sanitize with the hand, like with a hand sanitizer
that's,
right
that's
after.
That's the foreplay. You're like looking at them deeply in the eyes, and you're also like, let me get my hand sanitizer.
Yeah. So that's what it's come to.
Disinfectante, por favor.
Yeah, I read somewhere, I don't know if it's true or not, but Lysol wipes won't be available for like another year or two.
That sounds about right.
Sounds about right, right? I have really yet to find.
Yeah.
I found some at our friend's house, and I was like, oh, you have them? She's like, yeah, but they're old. And I was like, girl. They're a gem right now.
They're precious metals,
it's
you know?
Precious. Really? She's like, really? I just go through them. I'm like, what the fuck? No.
I can barely get them at work, and I need them.
Yeah, I can't even. Yeah.
But I don't even want to think about this lasting more than another year. I think that thought in itself, like this lasting 2 years, because we're already almost a year in, right? And then if we did another year, it's just, that to me is like a depressing thought, you know, because it's not that it's hard to adjust. I think it's just, it shows, like, you know, we live in America, and the political system in America is a little difficult right now, and I feel like this hasn't really helped people come together. It's kind of torn everyone apart.
It has
a lot more, along with other issues we have, like also the Black Lives Matter movement is obviously a really important thing right now that's happening in the country, but that is also tearing people apart, and it's just... You know, I stand by the thought and the political agenda of, you know, to be a strong country, we have to be united. You know, we have to unify, and we have to be one community. It has to be a community thought process. Like, I'm going to wear my mask to help everyone else around me. You know, I'm going to make sure that people aren't getting killed in the streets because I care for my fellow human beings, my fellow community, my fellow citizens. And I feel that right now, it's hard to do that. And it's like with the thought of COVID and people losing jobs and people not being able to pay rent.
Yeah.
Because like you said earlier today when we were talking.
About the tourists?
No, about unemployment.
Oh, well, okay. Well, let me just bring that up too. Yeah, it is. Because I was noticing too in my work, there's a lot of tourists and stuff. But in particular, there's been a lot of African Americans. And I was like, okay. I was like, this is different because the past summer that I was there, it was... a bunch of Europeans, Chinese, Asian Americans, you know, whatever it was. But I would rarely, now that I
really... foreign tourists. We get a lot of
foreign,
international
a lot of
tourists.
International tourists, mostly from European countries, you know? And for some reason, now that I really think about it, I don't really remember seeing that many African American tourists. So I was thinking about it, and we were asking questions. We're like, oh, so are you visiting? And they were like, yeah. We're like, okay, cool. Where are you from? It'd be like North Carolina, Virginia, Georgia, Mississippi. And then my coworker and I, we started putting two and two together. Because minimum wage over there is, what, $7.25, $7.50? I don't remember.
Just about, yeah.
Just about. So they're getting paid X amount of money plus the additional $600. So they're basically making, I mean, what somebody in LA would make, which is a little bit more too. Basically what I'm trying to say is like maybe they're almost making as much as me right now. Like without my $600, they're making my salary right now.
They're making your minimum wage.
They're making my minimum wage right now, which is so fucking sad because the fact that there has to be a pandemic going on for them to afford to be able to travel. The fact that the government is only helping out now. And making it affordable for them.
And we brought up the point in the car too. It's like it's like the worst time to travel to. They're putting themselves at risk and their community at risk. And it's just like, it sucks that this is their option.
It sucks, because it's
cheap not to travel. They can't afford it. They can really spend more, you know, more bang for your buck, which is how we like to travel.
I've seen a lot of families too, white families, black families, everything, have a bunch of kids too, and they can afford to bring out their kids and pay for all their ice creams, because our ice cream is kind of expensive, you know, and they can afford to drop $50 like nothing. But I know if they didn't have that extra income, they wouldn't be able to afford it. But it's also sad that the government isn't providing enough help with it.
And they're about to take away that help, too.
Oh, yeah.
They did, actually, because it ended in July.
It ended last week. So not this... Yeah, because I verified and I got my last extra $600 last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to verify this week. Six.
Yeah.
But, it's one of those things that we were talking about, the fact that it seems like the government was all of a sudden like, because what I see right now in the news reports and news articles is them saying they don't want people to get
too comfortable
on unemployment, because they realize they can make more off of it if they don't have to work. And it's not comfort.
It's being able to afford your groceries, being able to afford your rent in advance,
and also
not worry about it
on the side.
Yeah, and have a little extra money to do something on the side.
It's not comfort, it's relaxation. It's the thought process, and it's the not having that worry sitting on your chest of how am I going to make ends meet? How am I going to provide for my family? And how am I going to let my family be a family? You know what I mean? Because now people can actually go home and then still be able to go out and do stuff. Very minimal stuff, obviously, because everything is closed.
And I was going to say, too, it's like, yeah, it's like now the most essential jobs, if you think about it, are what? Not lawyers and not, what is it? Business owners. And not to say business owners, but like Wall Street and stuff like that. No, what are essential workers? Basically people who operate food restaurants, the waiters, baristas, grocery workers, stock workers, you know, all these people that have
People that I have seen probably get yelled at more in my lifetime than a lawyer or any other kind of job that we call
Not to say that a doctor is not essential. Yes, a doctor is very essential, especially now. I think that more than ever has shown that nurses and doctors are needed more.
And not saying that we don't need good lawyers to enter the criminal justice system and help people that really do need it. There's a lot of pro bono lawyers out there that actually do really
good work.
But
when you go to work at 6 in the morning, who's there at 6 a.m. to take your Starbucks order? The barista. Yeah.
Who's there at Ralph's from literally, our Ralph's is almost a 24-hour Ralph's.
It's open till midnight. It used to be open till 2, and then opens up at 6.
Yeah.
With a 4-hour.
It's like there's people there that are helping you. There's people there at the cash and checkout. They don't have to be, because now
they literally don't have to be. I still get people that are still rude to me to this day, just because they don't like the new rules that we've implemented in our stores and stuff. So we're not allowed to take out considered outside trash, like customer trash. We don't really touch any. We don't make any contact with the customer. We set the ice cream down on a little tray and, you know, a stand and stuff. And the only thing we touch is the money. And then we wash our hands right after. But then this guy got mad at me the other day. And I was like, listen, sir, because he didn't like the fact that I wasn't going to take his trash. And I was like, sir, there are trash cans outside. He's like, no, it's right here. I was like, sir, have you noticed that we haven't made any physical contact throughout this whole transaction? He's like, doesn't matter. You have to pick up my trash. It's your job. I was like, actually, it's not. I was like, your job here is to come into the store with a mask and listen to my guidelines, or if not, I cannot help you. Specifically, because twice did I tell them to put their mask back on in my store. The health department said so.
Yeah.
That's how we're supposed to operate. We're not allowed to serve anybody without a mask on.
Obviously not.
And so I told him, I was like, we don't have to be out here on the front lines, but we are, so families like you can come out and enjoy ice cream.
Yeah.
Like, as simple as that. Like, it's really nothing. It's not to it. Like, and then my other manager, she got, yelled at or got called a hoe because these guys came in without their mask and stuff, and like they were like, really, you're not gonna help us? She's like, nope. She just walked to the back, and he's all like, yo, F, you know, this company, you know, whatever, you guys don't care about us and stuff. And she's all like, you actually, you guys are the ones that don't care about anybody because you guys are literally risking it all. And then since then they're locals, but here's the sad thing is that they have no lives, so they're literally locals or something, and they probably, sad to say, probably homeless or something, but they like walk by every other day when she's working, and they peek their head in there and then start coughing and then walk out. So like at this point it's like, really, this is like, that's how low your life is that like you have to do this to like get a chuckle out of something? Like, it's really,
again, it's we're all one community, you know, and it's like, it's painful for people to like be very selfish. Because you go like, man, we're all in this together. Like, you've been stuck at home. I've been stuck at home. You're probably trying to figure out how to make ends meet to mm-hmm. when this is all over. Because maybe you're not working. And that's why I'm seeing you at, like, noon trying to get some damn ice cream, you know? It's just one of those things. It's like, just be conscious of other people. And it sucks. I hate wearing. I have asthma. That's my least favorite excuse, is when I get guests at my job too who don't want to wear their masks. They know the guidelines. They get mad that I'm trying to tell them the guidelines. And I've had one person go, it's just really hard to wear because I have asthma. And I'm staring at him as I'm panting and sweating because it's like 110 degrees where I work. There's no AC and I have my mask on and I have gloves on. And I'm literally looking at him and I'm like, sir, trust me. I really understand that. I know it's hard. But we have to follow guidelines.
Yeah.
And you know what? They get around it because at my job, you're allowed to serve, like, drinks. So they can sit down and sip their water for, like, 40 minutes to sip a little cup of water. And all of a sudden, they're like, I don't have to wear my mask because of that. I had one lady who, like, I had to take off my mask to talk on my phone. And I was like, really?
I had a lady one time.
What is
are
that?
We talking about
talk on your phone without okay sure
I had one lady come in one time and I was like, I'm sorry ma'am, you need a mask to come in. I was like, do you have one? She's like, no. And then she looks at it was her little daughter and her grandma, I'm assuming the grandma, maybe her mom, and the grandma just pulls out three masks as nothing. And because we've created this barrier in front of the dip cases, she put on her mask and she's like, where's the ice cream? And I was like, it's right in front of you. And she goes, but I can't see it. I was like, what do you mean you can't see it? You're staring right at it. And then she, like, adjusted her mask, and she's like, ugh. And I was like, I'm sorry. Does you wearing a mask affect your eyesight as well? Like, what the fuck?
It's covering my eyes now, too. That's how I'm wear like, my mask.
Then you're not wearing it right, huh? It just did not make sense to me.
Is it
like,
a face mask or an eye mask? Are you going to sleep?
Yeah. People get mad at us, too, because we're not allowed to give out samples now. Yeah. Because, like, I mean,
it makes sense.
It makes sense. My fingers have just touched this wooden little stick that I'm about to give to you that you put your mouth on, and then you put your mouth on it, and then throw it in a little tin can, and then that tin can, maybe it gets touched by our fingers or something. Maybe somebody forgets to wash their hands. I'm not saying that my staff does that at all, but, you know, and then it gets thrown into our trash back in the back, and maybe somebody drops something in the trash, and they have to pick it up really quick. Like, it's, I won't risk it. Uh-uh. So, like, I've had people literally walk out of my store. They're like, you can't try stuff. I'm like, no. And they're like, that's ridiculous. Let's go. I'm like, is it? You know what I reply with? I'm like, yeah, this pandemic's ridiculous, huh? Right? Like, if everybody just wore a mask.
My whole thing is like, it brings up the other point that you said. Like, what if this does last longer than we want it to? It's like, how are these people who are so adamant to not make this the norm and not to make the effort to stop any kind of spread? Like, what's gonna happen if this continues on? Like, yeah. I find it very hard. Like, how do you enforce it? Like, how do us? It's like, I'm not a supervisor at my job. I was at one of my old jobs, and I so miss having that little piece of power, but I'm not at this job. So it's like, I rely on my supervisors to really back me up. And you're, you know, a district manager, so you know, you're there for your employees. But it's like, how do we as, like, it's sex to say, we're not law enforcement, we're not government officials, we don't have a badge that I can be like, you have to listen to me,
yeah,
or else you're really gonna get in trouble and I can fine you or whatever the hell. You know, it's like, all I can say is like, can you please do this for the other customers and for myself and my safety? And people can still say fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Like, if this is, does go on longer, oh, God, I hate saying that. But if it does go on longer, it's like...
It's like,
what,
oh, God.
What are these steps? What can we do? Like...
We just have to adjust.
Listeners, what do we do?
We just have to adjust. I have no idea. I, for sure, one thing... We were talking about it with a couple friends. For sure, this is the most creative era that is going to come about. So, like, anything coming out of 2020, the next couple films, movies, shows, anything, people are going to get creative with it. Because guess what? They haven't had any time to go out and explore. So, they've been inside writing, making music, making art and stuff like that. So, some of the best kind of stuff is going to come out throughout of all of this.
I can actually fully respect people that are doing that. Because yeah. I've been... I went into the pandemic going, like, I'm gonna knit. I'm gonna bake. I'm gonna do all this shit.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I think I was really good at it for a bit.
Yeah.
And then the heat, like, we're in summer now. You know, we get, yeah. What was, like, our hardest day? Like, 100?
Our highest day was, like, 101 or something.
Yeah, something like that. It's, like, once it gets hot, I lose sleep. I get hotter. Mm-hmm. I get sweatier. And I find I don't want to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to turn on my oven. No. At like 400 degrees to bake bread, I'd be like, fuck that, I'll go to the store.
Right, yeah.
You know, and be in the AC and eat my bread.
Gyms have closed, so I definitely, definitely don't want to run outside. I'm too lazy to wait till night, and I'm too lazy to wake up early. So it's just like, okay, what now? So now I've gained like 5 pounds, I'm not going to lie.
I'm the opposite, yeah. I'm on the same spectrum.
No.
I was going to say the opposite end, but it's the same spectrum. I'm just lazy.
I'm so lazy.
I'm mad respecting everyone that I see on like, Instagram and posting on their feeds like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this, and I'm like, good for fucking you. I can barely get out of bed on a good day.
I don't like running outside. I hate running outside, but
I did roller skating.
Yeah,
I roller skated the other day. I'm very bad. I haven't done it in like 3 years, so it was like shaky ground.
Yeah,
almost ate shit twice.
Great.
But it was, yeah, it was like I went out and I was there for like 30 minutes and I was already like drenched. And I'm wearing my mask, and I was like, this sucks. I want to go home. I'm just going to go home. Like, I have that option now. I'm going to go home. It's not worth it. I'm going to go play video games in the shade of my house.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe that's my productive. Video games. Right? That's productive.
I've been playing video games, too.
I know you have.
Yeah.
That's productive.
My friend was doing music. He's definitely making some new music as well. So
yeah.
I know people who have been drawing. There's a girl that I know that she's... becoming not a freelance draw or like a, but she's learning how to kind of just do like tutorials and stuff online from YouTube, and she's sketching them, and she made a very realistic eye the other day, beautiful. And so, you know, people are actually like, I know another girl, she's making her own face mask pattern, so like, ooh. She gave me a cow print one.
All right.
Yeah, and then like she makes all these unique masks as well, so people are, you know, finding their own little creativities, finding what really works for them, what they like to do.
Yeah.
So some people might like reading, drawing, music, you know, whatever. I think something's definitely gonna come out of this.
I have a friend who does photography.
Mm-hmm.
He does it as like, that's his business, you know, he's trying to promote himself. And I think this is the most motivated I've seen him. Like, he's really going out, like, he likes nature photos.
Yeah.
So he's been doing that a lot more, so it's nice to see. I had a social distancing picnic the other day with some friends where we literally, like, we each brought our own blankets and we brought some food stuff.
Yes.
And we, like, shared food stuff, but we, like, one of my friends got from 85 Corner,
mm-hmm.
You know that one?
So
it's
degree,
all
yeah.
Individual, or 85 Degree, and it's all individually wrapped.
Yep.
So we did that. We had this individually wrapped stuff and we sat, like, 6 feet apart on our own blankets.
Yeah.
And I have one of my friends, he's super into astrology. We'll have them both on. They're actually both super into it. But he's, like, super studying it now while in this quarantine.
Yeah.
And he's trying to find, like, the correlations between the stars and, like, the pandemic, basically. And it's kind of freaky. Sometimes he'll say something. I'm like, oh, fuck. Don't say that, dude. Like, he was like, we're going to have a second wave. And then we had a second wave. I was like, fuck. Okay.
I remember
you
saying that. Yeah.
I said that. Yeah. I was like, no. My other friend, she's super also into astrology, too. And they're very good at, like, going off of each other. But she's really good at drawing. And she's like, that's what she's been doing too. And like, she was actually like, while we were there, like, she's like, everyone bring your sketch pads. And we did. We like brought our art stuff. And I'm like, shit, I was doing stick figures. And I got like my other friend and he's doing like faces. And I'm like, okay, that's really good. And then she's doing like this beautiful, colorful like flower. And I was just like, ah, oh, don't look at my stuff. I'm doing like a little, I think I did like a construction work scene out of my stick figures. Cute. And I was like, God damn, I can't draw. Like, no one look at anything I do. I'm going to just lay here.
I definitely think that the art, the creative side of people is definitely coming out now. And it's going to...
People need
it. It's going to blow up right after 2020, for sure.
And people need it. We need new artists. We need less... We think we talked about music a couple weeks ago. Where
there are some good songs that have come out.
And people are getting more... how do you put it? People are getting more real?
Like artists are becoming more relatable to you because like you can't rap about your Lambo and your Maserati anymore because like none of us are going through that. Like no you have just so like the best
there's no hustle. There's like a hustle, but it's not that kind of hustle.
The best thing I can think about is if you haven't listened to Anderson .Paak's song Lockdown, it is one of the most he basically talks about the protests. He basically talks about unemployment, about these riots, about this COVID. And it's just, it's a feel-good song, but it's also kind of like things that are happening in the moment.
Yeah, which is nice. And it hits you in the face.
I do. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I love him for that. And I will always talk about him whenever I can. But yeah, it only has like 9 million hits on Spotify. It should have more.
Are we plugging artists?
Are we plugging Anderson .Paak?
God,
I met him once, but he doesn't remember me. So,
I'll plug my artist. Yeah. Her name is Aurora. Her name is Aurora. She did a song in the probably in the middle of COVID when BLM was starting up. Like when it was actually gaining momentum. It's always been around. But when we were having like the start of the protests and the start of, I'm not going to say riots, it's protests. Riots were something else. She did a song called Exist for Love.
Mm-hmm.
And it just talks about, it's the same thing that I've been preaching. Like, we need to be focused on community and just spreading love. It's hippy dippy, but you know, like, we need to be spreading that.
It literally is.
Because there's a lot of hate in the world right now. I would say also, just a quick, send lots of love to Beirut and Lebanon and all that.
Did you see the one with the wedding, bride?
Yeah.
Poor thing. By the way, she's a doctor.
She's gorgeous, by the way.
I hate the fact that everybody just keeps calling her a bride. I'm like, she's a doctor, you know? Even right now, I was like, the bride. But that's how I remember because she was wearing a wedding dress. But the doctor, she just, you see her little hand flinch and then, her dress goes, whoosh, and everything behind her explodes, and I was like,
it's COVID keeps surprising us and hitting us, and then it takes up our attention, and then these little things happen, and it's like, can you not be shocked? Can I have a moment, 2020, to breathe?
No, we had an earthquake the other day. Remember, at 4:30 in the morning.
That woke me up.
I usually sleep through them.
Really?
I usually sleep through them. And then at 4:30 in the morning, I was like, oh, I was like, oh my God. I was like, babe, there's an earthquake. And then he was like, what? And I was like, oh my gosh. It was finishing. And my grandmother's, my mom called me immediately. She's like, did you feel that? And I was like, yep. She's like, go check on grandma. I was like, all right, got you. Dead asleep.
My grandma was dead asleep too. My grandpa felt it.
Your grandpa felt it?
I woke up. And I thought, by the way, I was going crazy. Because my dad's alarm went off exactly when the earthquake hit.
Oh, my God.
So I woke up and I was like, fuck, it's just his alarm. And then I was about to, just close your eyes, go back to sleep. It takes a while for me to go back to sleep. So I was like, just fucking close your eyes, go to sleep. And then my phone goes off. Yeah. And it's my godson, my little 17-year-old godson going, did you feel the earthquake? And I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, my God,
it was real.
2020 was basically like, fuck this. Let's just...
I'm done.
I'm done with 2020. Let's go.
That's what I'm saying. 2020, can you give us a moment? Can you give us a...
We're trying to finish up.
Please?
We're trying to finish up as well, but...
We're trying to make it through, sane, well, and happy. And you're just going, now... Yeah, I want you a little insane. I want you very unhappy. And I want you all just really contemplating life. Because that's what I've been doing in 2020, contemplating life.
I've also kind of been I remember because towards the end of last year, I was like, you know what? I was like, maybe it's time for me to leave my job. I was like, I'm going to do it.
Change.
I'm going to change everything. I was like, peace out, bitches. And then I went on like one last work meeting. And then I was like, okay. I was like, this is it. I was like, I'm going to start sending. I did. I sent out my resumes and stuff. And yeah. then we just got shut down. And everybody got shut down. And like, even the job that pertains to my like career goals and stuff like that, they're not even open. They won't be open for a long time.
Mine is like searching for people, but I'm having disagreements with my career choice.
Yeah, so maybe that'll just be something for another episode.
Yeah,
just basically how we're stuck in 2020 and it's
2020.
Just like,
fuck you. I'm done.
I think we should. Yeah, we should just. Yeah, we should just cut it right now. We will definitely post up the Lake Tahoe podcast eventually.
Maybe.
We have to really listen to it.
We're going to listen to it first, yeah.
And cringe and, you know, kind of maybe cut out any bad parts. Because I know the microphone was being tossed around. That's mainly one reason I don't want to post it is because the quality on it is so bad.
Also, we were one friend was a little woo-hoo with us and said his name in clear debut.
No. They talked to us about it. They said it was fine. He said it was okay for him to use his full name and he doesn't give a damn.
But was that drunk and we can or say, was that sober?
No, I asked him. And I asked him in the car too and he said that we can say his girlfriend's name too and so
Fine. We'll keep that part because that was hilarious.
Yep. But anyway, that is it. We are done.
We're here. And we're done.
We're done. Yeah.
We need a nap.
We don't need a nap. What we need to do... What time is it? Oh my god, it's almost midnight. Okay.
Yeah, so... I'm talking forever.
Don't look at me.
Stop, you can feel your eyeballs.
Okay.
We have a friend here with us.
I'm playing video games.
He's being an asshole.
just smirking away. Play a little video games. Okay, so that is it. Yeah, we've taken up too much time, but that's because we've just had a lot to say. But
yeah, this is you usually send
it. I'm sorry, hold on.
As she yawns, I'm like, send it off and yawn.
I'm like, hell yeah, we're going to 7-Eleven and we're going to get some ice cream.
Yawns.
I mean, just kidding. No, we're going to work out.
Yeah. Push-ups. Squats.
Ew, my knee is so busted up. I don't even know if I can do a squat.
What's the shit? Burpees.
Ew, no, I'd rather die. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so this has been another episode of At Our Finest.
At Our Finest.
I'm Lizzie.
I'm 10.
And I guess we'll catch you later.
Maybe.
Yeah, who knows? See. Okay. Bye.
Bye.